Hello.
Hello, Mr. Scott.
Yes, sir. The phone just hung up. I don't know what happened.
I don't know either. I know I heard you, but you couldn't hear me.
Yes, that's right.
I apologize for that. However, I do need to re-verify you to make sure I'm speaking back to the same person. Can you verify your driver's license number, your ID number, please?
7930306.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10.
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
$12.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
I'm sorry?
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own your own business?
No, I don't.
Do you work for yourself?
No, I don't.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
Commission, but I'm just working hourly rates.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you already filed for or receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Are you available for or seeking work in Alabama?
Yes.
You indicated that you have not worked since the last time you filed for a claim for unemployment compensation. So just verify your answers. No, you have not worked since the last time you filed a claim for unemployment compensation, or yes, you have worked since the last time you filed a claim for unemployment compensation.
Tomorrow, which was last week. No, I haven't worked, no.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government any time between 4/1 of 2023 and 3/31 of 2024?
No.
Thank you. One moment. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
Yeah.
If you are approved, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or you can do a prepaid benefit card. If you do the prepaid benefit card, it usually takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there may be charges for certain activities. So if you do have a checking or savings account, though, we do recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I would like to go direct deposit with the
What's the
bank
name of
on
your bank?
our Regions.
Is it a checking or savings account?
Checking.
have that routing number, please?
Hold on right quick. Hold on. Trying to pull it up. Hold on.
Okay.
What do I do? I can't figure out how to pull it up on my phone. I'm trying to. Okay, you said a route number?
Correct.
It's 06200019.
Thank you. Can you repeat that so I can make sure I have it correctly?
0620. Hold on. 00019.
How many zeros would that be in between?
It's four zeros.
Thank you. Can I have the checking account number?
0340497623.
Can you repeat that, please?
0340497623.
Will you be like receiving any like vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you answer all the questions correctly?
Yes, I did.
So you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. So we match the earnings that you provide with the wages reported by employers. So false answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. Do you certify that the answers are true or correct?
Yes. Oh, can I ask one question? So will I be able to submit my job that I applied for after this?
Well, you'll do a weekly certification on Sunday through Friday of last week, and you can file them then. But from that last claim, that's closed, so you're starting all over. So you wouldn't be able to go in and file a weekly certification now. That's why you called in, so we can reopen you a new claim.
Okay, so I can't file until Sunday, you're telling me? Correct. I just want to make sure I got the right understanding, that's all.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome, no worries. One moment. So, it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So, please.
I'm sorry.
I said it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment. So, please submit the following information.
Okay.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1213 Carroll Circle, 1409 Springtime Boulevard, 1945 Almond Street, 365 West Street, or none of the above?
1213 Carroll Circle.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Would it be Hopkinsville, Newport, Henderson, or Princeton, or none of the above?
None of the above.
From whom did you purchase the property at 1972 Verde Tower Condo Gardens?
I have no knowledge of that address.
Thank you. Which of the following streets have you never lived at? Would it be Chalk Drive, East Tailwood Drive, North?
You said that I have lived at?
Have not.
Oh, okay. You said which address I have not lived at, right?
Correct. Chalk Drive.
No, I haven't lived there.
Which of the following streets have you never lived at? Night Lake Center, Southwest Tuscaloosa, 4510 Highway, 293 North, Joppa Avenue, or all of the above?
Everything, the first ones that you called, I haven't stayed there. I stayed on Joppa Avenue with those 3 years ago.
So the next question is, I just need to know if you agree. Do you agree that you are hereby filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Do you certify under penalty and perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Do you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claim and benefit handbook, benefit rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
Thank you. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Okay.
Normally, it takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meet unemployment claim requirements effective this week. So you must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits.
Okay.
The unemployment claim we just finished, it also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. So your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and you can update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in a interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, benefit rights and responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, how to file your required weekly certification. So failure to follow instructions listed in a booklet could cause the denial of your benefits. So the process you just completed, it filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a weekly certification each week that you claim your benefits. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could cause a denial on your benefits. So, unemployment claims, they use calendar weeks. They begin on Sunday, ending on Saturday. So, you can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal by clicking File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or you can call the telephone number. The telephone number is 1-800-752-753-89. So your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. So failure to file and complete your certification each week could cause a denial on your benefits.
Okay.
So whether you're filing online or by telephone, you do need to remember your PIN. I'll provide that for you at the end of the call. Additional instructions are in your benefit rights and responsibility booklet. Exemptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. So it's very important that you carefully read all the information that's mailed to you. If you have any questions, you can call the inquiry line. That number is 1-800-361-4524. And you can call that Sunday to Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, so we may require a follow-up interview with you just to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once, not unless that employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. So failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of your benefits. So for assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions for me?
No, that'll be all.
Thank you. So thank you for submitting your additional claim. Your transaction number is 50 65535505.
Okay.
And then your PIN is going to be 5425.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You have a blessed day as well.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.